I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto is expanding the Community Crisis Response Service pilot in the northwest and western parts of the city, according to a recent press release. The project is known as SafeTO, and it was originally launched in March this year. The locations in the east and northeast areas of the city were the initial operations. Phase 1 of the expansion is led by the Two-Spirited People of the First Nations. It launched on July 11th for the northwestern areas of Etobicoke and North York. The second phase, led by Canadian Mental Health Association, will begin on July 18th for the western portion of the downtown core. In early spring, the pilot project was developed by the City of Toronto and branches of the city's healthcare network to find alternative ways to respond to mental health crises without the need to call police. Task force comprised of nurses, social workers, and others were established to help prevent the potential for physical or violent confrontations with residents. The project is in response to a number of cases that led to violence or death when police were first responders. Highly publicized cases include the deaths of Sami Yateen and Ejaz Chaudhry. Both individuals were shot by police when they were experiencing a mental health crisis. The goals of the expansion remains consistent with the rest of the project, according to Toronto Mayor John Tory. In his recent press release, included in the City of Toronto newsletter, Tory writes that the project remains committed to shifting towards community-led, trauma-informed, and person-centered models with a focus on harm reduction. Locations were carefully chosen. The pilots are set up in areas where apprehensions under the Mental Health Act and 911 calls for people in crisis are the highest, according to new data released by the city. Calls will be screened and provided with the right follow-up support, according to Tory. To date, the project has responded to about 4,000 calls, and the city said it will continue to meet unmet demand for accessible, culturally relevant mental health and substance use support. Further, Tory acknowledged that there is a need for these types of initiatives, especially to eliminate any potential for violence. The press release states that more than 30,000 persons in crisis calls were attended to in 2020, according to Toronto Police Services. Their data shows that there is a 28% increase over the past 5 years. The first phase of the project, that launched in March, continues to be led by the Gerstein Crisis Center in the downtown East Region. The Taibu Community Health Center oversees the Northeast Region. All four locations of the project outline their common goals of providing holistic care, primary health care, and trauma counseling. This trust with Toronto Police Services continues in the city, especially from several advocate groups. This follows the apology issued from intern Toronto Police Chief James Rammer when data was released in June that shows that Black people were almost 3 times more likely to be met with physical force when confronted by police.
This data demonstrates the unfortunate realities of those experiences. As an organization, we have not done enough to ensure that every person in our city receives fair and unbiased policing. And for this, as Chief of Police and on behalf of the service, I am sorry and I apologize unreservedly.
CGRU contacted members of the Community Crisis Response Service Team for comment about the recent expansion and future plans for the project. CGRU is awaiting a response. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative